Video, NYC, suspected homeless man accused of stabbing five at Penn Station. By Amy Furr on June 8, 2026. A man accused of stabbing multiple people at New York City's Penn Station on Sunday is believed to be homeless. The attack happened around 7 p.m. when the suspect, identified as 51-year-old Hector Delian, allegedly knifed five people and frightened numerous others at the scene, the New York Post reported Monday. Sources told the outlet the man is believed to be homeless. According to CBS News, a police source said preliminary reports suggested the attack was random. Video footage showed emergency crews tending to the wounded and arresting a person who appeared to be the suspect. As officers restrained him on the ground, one of them placed a spit hood on his head before moving him into a wheelchair. The victims were reportedly all men whose ages ranged from 30 to 60 years old. The CBS article said one of the victims was suffering from serious wounds when the group was transported to a hospital. A sixth person was also taken to the hospital, but the outlet said it was unclear why. Amtrak police launched a manhunt and a suspect was quickly taken into custody. The rail operator said in a statement, the article read, noting police reportedly found a knife at the scene. One witness said that while officers were trying to apprehend the suspect, they had to call in reinforcements and pepper sprayed the suspect, who was described as emotionally disturbed. A man who works at the transit hub told ABC7 it is frightening for him and his co-workers. Something like this happens, we're terrified because it's about our own safety as well, he said. The Post article said the stabbings happened just before President Donald Trump was expected to arrive at Madison Square Garden for an NBA Finals game. It freaks you out, it makes you wonder if you should even be using the subway with your kids. Especially because, I mean, there's always creepy people in the subway. But you never really think that you're gonna be there during the time that something like that happens. A woman who was outside the station with her 7-year-old son told the outlet.